Senate Bill 86, an act to exempt certain traffic violations from the requirement that a restricted minor's permit be suspended.
Senate Bill 86, having a second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Konold.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. This bill, and I want to read you a couple of sentences out of this bill because it's very important. The issuance of an instruction permit or restricted minor's permit is on a probationary basis. The Department of Commerce and Regulation, on the receipt of a record of conviction for a traffic violation classified as a felony or a Class 1 misdemeanor prior to the minor's 16th birthday, shall suspend the minor's driving privileges until the minor's 16th birthday. In other words, he's done driving until he's 16 years old, or she. Now, the items that this bill attempts to exempt out from that restriction are 3214-91.1, which is the operation of any vehicle, including a snowmobile or an ATV, on private property. 3221-27, an improperly equipped vehicle on the highway. 3225-5, failure to observe the minimum speed limit on the interstate highway. 32-26-17, 220 deals with turning violations, right turn, left turn, turning where there's a signal light that allows you to turn only on that signal light. And 34A-7-7, littering from a motor vehicle. Now, I want to bring your attention back to what our current law is. And that is, if a young person between the age of 14 and 16 is stopped and issued a citation for one of those violations, they cannot drive until they're 16. Now, you Aggies ought to listen to this, because if you send your son or daughter to town with that old pickup that the turning signal doesn't work, he gets a violation, guess what, folks? He can't drive that 18-wheeler to town in the fall with grain. He cannot haul grain. He can't drive the cattle truck to town. He can't go to town and get a gallon of milk. The bottom line of this, folks, is this is the first violation for a young person between the ages of 14 in a very, very narrow band of restrictions in this state. They should be entitled to a little bit of slack on that first violation. And I urge your support for this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks. Representative Koistra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I rise in opposition to Senate Bill 86. Driving a motor vehicle is a very serious responsibility, not only for the operator, but all others on the road. There is no reason for an operator with an instruction or restricted permit not to know the rules of the road and to follow the law. There is even greater responsibility because it's issued on a probationary basis. You have to realize South Dakota is one of the more lenient states in giving permits to our teenagers. A number of us legislators have worked hard for the graduated driver's licensing program that we now have in place. Part of the program called for no moving violations. Why would we want to separate them now? Do we want to go to the adult operators where they have the South Dakota point system? I say not on the graduated driver's licensing program. The way it is set up now, if they have a violation, they move up to the next step, whether it be an instructor permit or a restricted permit, or from restricted to an operator's. They cannot have a moving violation. This was a key that we had. The first violation, again, calls for 30-day suspension, and the second one until their 16th birthday or 90 days, whatever is greater. If we pass this bill today, we will put our graduated driver's licensing program in jeopardy. I wondered how the bill got this far. I went and talked to the director of driver's licensing this morning. There wasn't great resistance because They were neutral because what the bill was going to do. I talked to law enforcement. Why didn't you act as an opponent? Well, they amended it down to what it was going to do, so they didn't get involved. So again, they asked me, and I asked the question also, why wasn't it brought to transportation? And it was held in judiciary. And we deal with this all the time. My question here to this body today is why do we want to do this now if we work so hard in getting this program set up? What we'll do if we pass this measure today, it will put the graduated driver's license program in jeopardy. Therefore, I plead with this body to vote no on Senate Bill 86. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senate Bill 86.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Brown.
I'd like to ask a question of the sponsor.
State your question.
And it's just a question whether I heard him correctly. I thought that he said if an individual was suspended on this first offense for 30, my understanding is you simply suspended for 30 days. I thought he may have mentioned that the license is revoked until age 16. I may have just misunderstood what Representative Conold said. That
Representative Conold.
No, you're right, Representative Brown. It's the 30-day the first time and the second time, second violation, it's lost until it's age 16.
Representative Brown, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, really on this issue, it just depends on how you're viewing whether or not that first violation ought to really include in these five categories a suspension. As it relates to the graduated driver's license program and that we passed through this last year, that still stays in force with this. In other words, for your recollection, as long as you have had a violation in the previous 6 months, you cannot go to that next level of driving opportunity. And so it does not impact that. It really is focused, and you just simply have to decide whether or not this makes some sense to not suspend that driver for 30 days. And usually the rationale for not suspending the driver on the first 30 days would be, at least the rationale in this case, would be that they may have a working permit and now they have to be driven around. On the other hand, and I'm stating both sides of this issue, is that you may find that the 30-day suspension really makes them a more conscientious driver. They've had a penalty and now they need to know that if they get a second one, they're going to need to be more cautious. So I'm kind of in the middle on both these. It doesn't really harm the graduated process, but it does take away a few of those things that a person may want to consider to make that young driver, youthful driver, more cautious when they're behind the wheel. So, thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 86? Hearing none, the question for the House is the final passage of Senate Bill 86. Those in favor vote aye, opposed nay. Clerk will lock the voting machine. Members will proceed to vote.
Representatives Derby and Chiquin. Representative Derby. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 41, nays 25, absent 1, excused 3.
Senate Bill 86, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.